Chapter 33. The Urgan Nagru buckled a belt over his wolf hide to hold both sword and dagger, and strode purposefully to where two-thirds of his horde awaited him in an inner courtyard. Grey rats in serried ranks held aloft banners, spears, lances and pikes. They stood silent in the calm that comes before a storm, every eye upon their lord as he positioned himself at their head. Drawing his sword, Foxwolf gave a blood-curdling yell and charged out of Castle Florette.
Oh!
The drawbridge shook to the pounding paws of the grey tide. They thundered out down the plateau steps, their barbaric war cry ringing into Southsward. Marielle watched from the gatehouse window. As soon as the last horde rat was cleared of the castle, she rapped out an order to her two silent helpers.
Up drawbridge!
Mutter and Rab had the huge timbered structure slammed shut seconds after the mouse maid had given her order. Marielle stood watching through a slit in the wrecked table which shielded the window, smiling with grim satisfaction.
Foxwolf is locked out of Florette.
Mutter moved anxiously from side to side, nostrils twitching, eyes wide. Marielle grabbed the big badger's paws, saying,
Mutter, what is it?
Rab dived, throwing himself at them. He knocked both to one side as a smoking mass of debris crashed through the barricade. It was swiftly followed by two barrels, both alight and packed with wet straw. Smoke billowed thickly round the confines of the room as more bales of damp green branches bounced down the stairs into the gatehouse. Coughing and spluttering, Marielle made it to the window and pushed aside the table that covered it. A hail of arrows whined in. The mousemaid threw herself flat upon the floor, her mind racing. The barrels would not go through the window. They were too large, and now the window was no longer shielded by the table. It was time to leave the gatehouse.
Mutter, Rab!
She shouted.
We must get out of here! But first, the handles of the winding drum have to be broken so that the drawbridge stays up. Can you do it?
Coughing and gasping for breath, their eyes red and watery, the three friends felt about in the dense, smoky gloom. Mutter gave a strangled grunt as her formidable paws fell upon the handles. With strength born of desperation, the badger threw herself upon the mechanism. Mere wooden handles were no match for her fury. They cracked and splintered momentarily before snapping clean off. Now the drawbridge was shut and locked. Gasping for air, Mutter rushed out onto the stairs, still holding the broken handles in her paws. Rab materialised out of the smoke to join her. Wiping their eyes, both creatures looked at each other. Marielle had not made it out of the gatehouse.